Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Loose Cannons are on the air.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Steve Hartman.
Can we go back to Creepy Guy?
And Mike Costa.
Is that like you stick a straw into your burrito?
And suck the juice out of the burrito.
Like a burrito slurp.
On Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
The way to compete. The way to compete.
Welcome to our Tuesday edition, The Loose Cannons, on your home of everything San Diego sports, Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego. Yeah, it's not just any Tuesday. This is a huge Tuesday for a couple of reasons. Chargers begin their final mini camp at Chargers Park. We're going to have an update on that a little bit later on. Of course, tonight, Padres, after winning last night against the Reds, can they make it two in a row with Costa in the house?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it ever since I woke up this morning. I love going to Petco Park. I love everything that the Padres provide us as far as a baseball viewing experience.
Yes.
I love when we broadcast out there on Friday homestands and things like that. And I got a little teared up thinking about if, in fact, I'm in attendance and the Padres lose tonight, this will be it for me as far as enjoying this beautiful ballpark.
Now, you know, yesterday, Costa suffering from severe swelling to his face due to bee stings. There is an aftermath, though. He now has this black spotted fever on his right hand. I don't understand what happened here, but is this an aftermath of those bee stings?
Well, it's what happens. People are telling me there's no way that these bees were Africanized or I'd be dead. Well, this is what happens when you get
Look
stung a bunch.
I hope you're okay.
It's either this or you were using some roofing emulsion to do some honeydews around the house this morning.
Do you ever think about maybe putting a glove on? Or usually, like Costa, who wears shorts all the time, he goes out like literally somebody took a machete to his legs.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, maybe if I'm going to be out in the weeds and everything else, maybe
something
put
to remember.
The long pants on. Maybe, yeah. You know, so
yeah, I'm always
amazed by you. You always have something going on. I will say this. You, in one day, you've done more housework than I have in my entire life.
Got to stay busy, man. You got to stay busy with the new house. There's projects galore.
Well, you got to earn your keep.
That's it.
Okay. So tonight, we're going to actually venture. Because I always love this. Like, you know, okay, you're like, well, you got your press pass. Yes, we have our press pass. Yeah. We can only actually get one parking. So
yeah, that's something we don't have a plethora of, unfortunately.
We don't have multiple parking so that we're going to have to go together, which means I need to go to your house and go
fine.
Through the many
that's
gates
great.
To get through your gated community, wait in the car while you do whatever you have to do in the house, and then come back.
Yeah, Ernie Martinez said, dude, focus on the positive, like the Padres plus three. Just think in terms of putting out in the universe that they're going to win.
Yeah.
They're going to win. You're going to break the curse. They're going to break the curse. And you're going to enjoy a long, you know, fruitful life of going to Padre games from this point on.
All right. So we have that going on tonight. We mentioned the fact that today is the first of 3 days in the final mini camp ever at Chargers Park. Later in the show, we're going to share some of our all-time favorite memories of Chargers Park, which opened 20 years ago, 1997, is when that Chargers Park right down the road from us opened up. So we have some great memories out there. But also, and yes, we will talk about what happened last night as the Warriors clinched the NBA championship. We have a major update on what's next for the Warriors coming up here at 3:30. Some interesting news there. I've also been in conversation, texting back and forth with Michael Thompson, who was on with Mark and Rich. I said, why are you on with Mark and Rich and not on with me?
He's kind of jumped ship.
And he goes, that's because you never asked me to be on the show. I said, oh, that's right. I don't ask you to be on the
show. That's a pretty strong point on his part.
But he did have some interesting things to say in our text conversation that we'll share coming up here at 3:30. But the idea of Charger Park and being out there is a reminder, again, is that when the Chargers officially vacate the premises, when their lease deal is up at the end of the month, that Charger Park is part of that whole, you know, city landscape as far as Qualcomm and the property in Mission Valley.
Yeah.
The Charger Park is included. That's why the total price tag, remember we were talking $83 million, mm-hmm. but actually the price tag is $110 million. So if you're going to acquire... And by the way, again, the FS investors want that Charger Park facility.
Make it, it would become, I remember, I think it was Brand New actually joined us one time and said it would become like a an MLS sort of training center type of thing.
Right.
That was part of their vision.
Right. So this is all inclusive. So the total price tag is at $110 million. So that's what you get everything. So you want to write a check now? Do you want to try to do
I don't have my checkbook with me
payment deal, or how does that work?
Can I do it through PayPal?
Yes. But obviously, the big story that came later in the show yesterday, we didn't have a chance to talk about it early in the show, was the city council turning down having a special election in November for the raising of the TOT for the expansion of the convention center, which obviously puts any vote on Soccer City in a special election in serious jeopardy.
It does. And I look at this, and Peter Point Loma said, you know, enjoy tap dancing on the graves of the MLS with this vote yesterday. You know, what does this now mean for Aztec football? And he did raise a pretty good point. Yeah, Aztec football is not out of the woods by any means.
How could they be out of the woods? They don't have a place to play.
Exactly. And so I would hope that if, in fact, FS Investors sees it this way, and maybe J.D. Wicker and San Diego State would see it this way as well, that maybe this time now that we're not facing this MLS deadline of expansion, maybe the two groups do get back to the table. And maybe there is a better give and take, and maybe San Diego State is able to get a little more that they wanted in this. And San Diego is still able to enjoy getting an MLS soccer team at the same time having Aztec football saved in a 40,000-plus stadium.
Well, after we got off the air last night, Jack Cronin was back. Jack was out there for Kogo covering the city council meeting yesterday. And I also saw Carl DeMaio here. And I asked him, I said, now, let me get this straight. At any time, we keep talking about special elections and votes and everything else, but at any time, the city council could vote to approve the sale of the land. At any time. I mean, you know, if FS investors, now, but again, that's not a done deal. For instance, let's say the FS investors say, all right, here's $110 million, right? We want everything. It still has to be approved
Correct.
By the city council. And one of the problems for the FS investors, it's not just paying for the land. They can do that. And I also asked everybody, are they going to get their money back? And they said, absolutely. $110 million sounds like an insane amount of money. But remember, a couple of years ago, we were talking about a $1 billion property.
Right.
When it's fully developed.
Developed, exactly.
It will be that. So the $110 million really is not an obstacle. The obstacle for the FS investors are the unions. Because the unions fear that if FS is putting their money in, they're also going to put their developers in as well.
Right.
And the unions, who basically control at least half of that city council,
sure.
are saying, we're not going to be left out when it comes to the development of the Mission Valley property. So that's the roadblock. Even if the FS investors say, all right, here's the money, here's $110 million, hand it to us. You can be handed the land. But when we talk about getting permits, whether you're building a stadium, whether you're trying to develop the River Park area, you're not going to get those permits unless you've got those union workers working on the project.
And union wages normally higher
yes.
than normal wages out there. And I don't know if that is something that Nick Stone and his group foresaw. And maybe they're, as far as their math is concerned, they realize, okay, if we have to acquiesce to the unions, this is how much more expensive it's going to be.
And but it doesn't count any kind of lawsuits, other roadblocks that you
exactly.
know will be coming down the line.
No, and so I could see where Nick Stone and his group today are frazzled and feel like they've been kicked in the teeth. But even if FS is out of the picture... Anybody who steps in and wants to slap down the 110, whether it's San Diego State by themselves, whether it's San Diego State and a developer in a partnership, They are going to face the exact same thing if the prize is Mission Valley.
Well, and what's, you know, so I said, all right, are we going to get anybody else to jump in here? Remember, JMI, John Moore's group, they did their own evaluation.
A little lower.
20 to 50 million, not 110 million. So if John Moore's is not in, and of course we now know Papa Doug is vacationing in the Bahamas, who else? Because the question is, if San Diego State's going to get involved, who exactly is going to come up with all this money?
Well, that's where the RFP comes into play here.
Yeah, but that could go on for eternity.
It could go on for eternity, but that really is the, unless someone just suddenly steps up and says, I'm with ABC Developers and we want to take a crack at it. Let the RFP process go through. Let's get those people out of the woodwork, those groups to come forward and say, okay, this is our plan.
All right. I want you all hear a couple of sound bites here. We'll get to Nick Stone's comments on Mark and Rich. But first, let's go back to yesterday. We mentioned Jack Cronin of Cogo was out actually at the city council meeting. And after the vote was taken, in which the special election was defeated, Scott Sherman, as you know, the city councilman, who's a big proponent of Soccer City,
it's in his
had
district.
This conversation with Jack.
You were the lone no vote last week, part of four no votes here today. Mm-hmm. What is your reaction coming out of council chambers?
Not surprised. It was kind of the writing was on the wall if you listen to people's public comments. That's why I made the motion to try and continue this. Hey, look, let's at least have Soccer City have their time in the sun before us, before we make this decision not to have a special election. But the majority of the council decided that that didn't make sense either, and they'd rather just kill the election altogether.
And they voted 5-4 along on your motion as well. Soccer City's going to call for their own special election next week. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know how we're going to get the funding for it. I don't know how it's going to get passed. I don't know how it's going to get done on there. We've seen already that kind of the way the voting's going. And it says that the next scheduled election, we talked today, and they said it couldn't really be done without rehearing and re-noticing. So I think we're looking, unless we directly adopt next week, I think we're kind of out of the realm of getting a special election, unless maybe Soccer City was to come down and say, we'll put the money back into it for it if you guys will go ahead and schedule it. Don't know if that's possible. Don't know if they'd want to do that at this point.
How has this thing's turned very political? I mean, we're in politics. We're sitting at City Hall, but it's turned very political. Today's votes were all along party lines.
Yeah, and that's what's been very disappointing about this, because before, when this was just starting to get kicked around about the tourist tax increase and funding for homelessness, we kind of had a bipartisan kind of coalition going on. And then the union pressure came in and the building trades and Tom Lemon and them came in and said, hey, look, if there's no agreement about all union labor on this, we're not doing it. And then they put the pressure on certain people and the votes started changing.
How do we evaluate Measure L in this debate? It got a lot of run here. Now, it does apply to an assistance initiative, but not necessarily the convention center. How do we evaluate Measure L, not even a year since it passed?
Yeah, it's very interesting that we heard people talking about the spirit of Measure L and the intent of Measure L, but the wording of Measure L allows for special elections under certain circumstances, and the MLS saying you can't get a soccer team after December, and 112,000 people signing a petition and petitioning their government, their constitutional right to do so, saying we want a chance to vote and speak our mind on this, and that was effectively denied today.
And again, since you represent Mission Valley, you were on the front lines of this debate here. As you speak to the folks in your district, as you see that support there, where are we at when it comes to the future of Mission Valley?
Your guess is as good as mine at this point. I mean, we started studying that site in 1982, and still nothing has gotten done because of politics and all the posturing and everything that goes on. Very discouraged today if we're ever going to see anything happen on that site.
And that last comment, I wonder if we're ever going to see anything on that site, which led us to Nick Stone heading up the FS Investors on with Mark and Rich today.
And they asked him point blank, Nick, what is next?
The most logical special is for both this and the convention center to be on the same thing. It sort of makes more sense. What you heard yesterday was the city council concluding, for one reason or another, that the convention center was not ready to be voted on. Everybody can have their own independent view on that. We also learned yesterday that we can't have a special on November the 7th, but we can have a special on November the 6th or November the 8th or any other date in November of this month, of this year. So legally, we're going forward on Monday. We're asking the city council, please recognize the fact that 75% of the people in this town love this idea.
Okay, but Nick, they already knew that, though. So what? Like, why would they accept something new if they already said no to November 7?
Well, listen, guys. I mean, you tell me whether or not you want your elected representative to say, I understand that I am definitively killing a project 75% of the people in this town want. I mean, up until next Monday, there hasn't actually been a project that's been approved to be on a ballot. Are the two things tied? Of course they're tied. The question we're really calling on Monday is, what's more important, the voice of the people of the city of San Diego or the special interest dollars?
Yeah, I just wonder, like, well, how does your pitch change? Because, I mean, I would imagine there were Soccer City folks already there discussing that. The city council knows what you just said. So what is it you're going to try to do to change their mind on Monday?
What we have yet to do is to present to them both the project. I mean, they know it at some level, but it's never been formally presented. And also the level of, like, true fan and individual engagement here for this idea. Shooting down the convention center I don't understand the logic of it, but that's my personal view. Shooting down something that you can say consistently is loved by this many people that begets the kind of fan enthusiasm that says we can post something on Facebook on a Saturday and say, come join us on Monday to help the city council recognize your voice, and you get 150 people show up. At some point, you would think that elected representatives would say, hey, well, the voice of the people actually matters. And maybe it doesn't, Mark. And to your point, I mean, do they know this is love? Yes. We're just going to sort of force the question to say, is that all that really matters to you?
I don't know. Nick Stone said 75% of San Diego approves of Soccer City. Where'd he come up with that number?
I don't
75%?
I don't know if he's basing it off of the number of signatures that were gathered.
Was there like a room of four people and three said yes, and then he came up with 75%? Where exactly did he come up with that number?
It could have been numbers that they had a separate polling agency.
You can poll anybody. You can handpick people and say, first of all, here's how we want to identify you. Are you a fan of Soccer City? Yes. All right. Are you for Soccer City? Yes, I am. Well, they got 75%
Move
of those
on.
People. Amazing. One more from Nick Stone today on Mark and Rich. So does this latest decision actually work better for both sides?
Guys, we're at the bleeding edge of, I mean, if you just look at the steps that, have, you know, McGrory completely misrepresented the facts. I mean, but that's a reasonably consistent frame here on the transition from the deal that we struck with the university to the deal that we've now proposed. Mm. And where we initially were was 18 acres for the university, and they accepted that. And now we're talking about 35 acres for the university, which completely meets their needs. So what you're saying is, hey, can the university move the goalpost again? And the reality is we're out of time for that. And there's not the, you know, the goalposts have moved so many times on that front that we have really tried. We've really tried to get to a deal with them repeatedly, and you see me be very delicate in our discussions around all that. And sadly, you know, in the midst of all the leadership transition, you've had a bunch of developers step in who were, you know, either competitive with this idea or would like a chunk of it for themselves, and have them get really involved in the mix of all this. And that's kind of one of the things we've learned, is that there's really just one source of opposition. It's not the developers and the university. It's healthily the developers speaking through the university. Okay. You know, I'm not sure that there is a salve there, because from their standpoint, the only thing they really want is to see the project die. And how sad, yeah, at some level, right?
You've said you'll try again on another special election in November. You've said that next year is not good enough. You just stated we're out of time. If no new special election is agreed to next week, how close are you guys to pulling the plug?
Well, here's the crazy thing. You can't pull the plug. I mean, this is on the ballot, right? This is why the alternative question matters so much. It's going to go to a ballot in November 18 or June 18. There is no pulling the plug. And the city can't really engage on a bunch of stuff while this is still a citizens' initiative sitting on the ballot. We just wait.
Is 2018, I mean, I certainly had the impression from you guys that 2018 means ship has sailed from the MLS.
Yeah, Major League Soccer. Oh, yeah.
It does. But here's the problem. Legally, you can't, it's still on the ballot, right?
So you guys, wait. So in other words, you would maybe take the land and do something else with it?
No, I mean, we can't, and I mean, we're not, look, you're asking me how will I choose to spend my time for the next year, and this will be low on the priority list during that point in time, guys, because it's been a crazily chaotic process for something that was a $100 million gift to the university and doing something great that 75% of the people in this town love. But as a practical matter for the city, which I think is really the question that you're asking me, right? Like, what happens next, meaning where do we go as a city? This is the challenge with the alternatives. The city sits until November of 18 or June of 18 when the vote has happened, and then they can slowly engage in the first CEQA process through the university, then the second CEQA process through the city, then the suits on all the CEQA, then they can start an RFP, then the university can start to build a stadium.
All right, so, I mean, you...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You could get a sense of the frustration. By the way, Nick, welcome to San Diego politics, if you haven't figured this one out. And, you know, it's interesting that we were talking about one guy that might be laughing through this entire thing is Dean Spanos. See, if Dean Spanos and Mark Fabiani's argument was... is that we tried and tried and tried and tried to get something done, but we were constantly hit with a roadblock. Now, you can go either way on this.
Yeah, there's some merit to that statement.
But based on what's happening right now, this is where they stand up and say, you see, we're not the only ones that cannot seem to be able to get anything done with city politicians here in the city of San Diego.
The problem in you know, listening to what you can hear the frustration in Nick Stone's voice, but when he uses that statement, you know, San Diego State keeps on moving the goalposts farther and farther away. It was FS Investors who showed up after that initial meeting with the plans, and San Diego State said, well, wait a second, what building is that doing there? And then they showed up, you know, with all this other completely developed plan. And San Diego State was taken a little bit off guard by that. So there's fault on both sides here. There is not one bad group in what is now a big mess.
And just one other quick note. Technically, even though, you know, next week they're going to have another vote, which is probably not going to go Soccer City's way, that still doesn't mean there won't be some special election or that even FS Investors will get ultimately what they want. There's a lot of time between now and November. So, again, it's not necessarily to have a vote, but it is always necessary to get that vote of the city council. All right, we'll have more on that story a little bit later on. But what about the Warriors? They are once again NBA champions. So what's next for the Warriors? How about snubbing the president? Yeah, we got that story coming up next.
We are just about 9 days away from the NBA draft. Is it expected that Lonzo Ball goes to the Lakers? And is it right that high school kids don't have an opportunity to be drafted? We'll get into that. Hardwick and Richards, we begin at 6 a.m. on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
If you're listening here in town or on Fox Sports 1350 in the Inland Empire, make sure you get in for the cannon shot of the day. Winner taking home another pair of tickets to go see comedian Jeff Foxworthy July 1st out at the San Diego County Fair.
That's going to be a great show out there. We're getting ready for tonight's Padres game where Costa will try to break the curse tonight.
Oh boy.
We've gotten a lot of reaction to that, and I think most people are encouraging
good.
You. I saw where, let's see, who is it that came in? By the way, somebody, OFK Aaron, posted a shot of you wearing shorts, and now we understand why Meg might be upset that you would show up like that at a Padres game.
You know, but he's the one who slayed me with the kid from the mask yesterday after my bee sting
incident.
I
don't know where he comes up with these photos, but he's all over it. But Vera said, wish I could be at the game tonight to break Costa's curse. Get it done!
Uh-oh.
Get it done!
All right, Big V.
All right, so there you go.
I'll handle business.
Now, this is a unbelievable story.
Is it a story?
It's the lead story the lead story on at least two major sports websites. Like, you know, they always had the list of the story.
Yes.
This is for two different sites. This is their number one story.
The headline.
And the headline is the Warriors may be. Well, let's go back.
Okay.
A CNBC reporter. Now, I don't have to tell you whether it's MSNBC, CNBC, NBC.
We know where they're slanted.
They're not exactly leaning pro our current president.
All right.
So a CNBC reporter yesterday, this is as like the game's ending.
Sure.
Is saying that the Warrior team has already unanimously voted amongst themselves to not attend a White House visit with the president.
Okay.
Unanimous. That was what the... And we do know that Steve Kerr, smug, was very outspoken about some of the president's comments during the campaign.
Yes.
We know that David West.
David West had a very strong statement, and he made a lot of great points right. in that statement about President Trump.
So David West. And as we know, by the way, this is not just exclusive to President Trump. As you know, a couple of years ago, Tom Brady came up with some last-second excuse not to show up for the White House visit for right. President Obama.
And wasn't the goalie for the Bruins,
yes.
Tim, what's his name?
Turner, I think it was Tim Thomas.
Tim Thomas
Tim
said,
Thomas, he boycotted
yes, he did.
Obama.
Right.
So this is nothing new. But here, I want to give you an update because I do have some information that you're not going to see anywhere else. So after the game, a lot of the players are being asked about this report, and most of them were just annoyed by the question, like, seriously?
Can we enjoy the championship, please?
Yeah, I mean, we're not even thinking about White House visit. First of all, we actually haven't gotten invited yet anyway.
That's a key part of the whole thing.
But I decided to go right to the source, and that is our dear friend Michael Thompson.
Okay.
So Michael there... to support his son mm-hmm. as he won his second ring in 3 years, I asked Michael, will Clay attend the White House visit? And he said, yes, along with the rest of the team.
Oh, really?
So, and this is coming from a pretty close source.
Yeah.
So, again, now here's the problem. For the Warriors right now, because this CNBC reporter, whether it happened, I mean, he's just throwing it out there. But now what's going to happen is if the Warriors do decide to go en masse to the White House,
mm-hmm.
you know, these people are going to say, well, why are you doing that?
Why are you supporting Trump?
Are you supporting Trump?
Yeah.
Can we just end these White House visits? We're trying to trace back when this started. I think it started with Reagan. That's when I really remember it. I don't know if it goes back to Carter. You remember Nixon got involved with the national championship with Penn State and the University of Texas?
As a kid growing up watching, and I can only remember after Super Bowls.
Yeah.
There was always the obligatory phone call in the locker room.
Tom Flores was on with President Reagan.
With President Reagan.
Right.
So you got the call from the commander-in-chief.
Yes, congrats.
Hey, it's cool, congrats, yada, 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 and you hung up. Great. I don't think anybody, as their clock is ticking down to a championship in pro sports, is thinking, yes, I finally get to visit the White House.
The whole thing is everything is so politicized these days. And now the Warriors really have put themselves in a pickle and not at their own doing. I mean, this CNBC reporter putting out the story that the team had voted unanimous, maybe they have, maybe they haven't. But the bottom line is that now we're going to watch. And it's not the sports media, we could give a crap about all this. This is a news media story. And if they do go to the White House, then they're going to be, you know, raked under the coals from those that are anti-Trump people. Why are you supporting this president?
Yeah.
And their answer is, we were invited to the White House. So we showed up.
What you have to ask yourself is, if anybody, not just a pro athlete who's won a championship, if you got an invitation from a sitting president,
right,
to come visit him at the White House.
Yes.
How many people, even if you vehemently disagreed with his political views, how many people would really go, screw that, I ain't going? Do you know how many people right now are saying, oh, the Warriors can't go because it's Trump, would jump at the chance?
Look, first of all, I have had the good fortune to actually meet many presidents. Mm-hmm. I've been like four. Let's see. What are I? Ford, Reagan,
Bush,
Clinton, Obama. I shook Obama's hand, as you know, at the Army-Navy game a couple of years ago. And it's not about whether what's my political. It's the office itself.
Exactly.
It's the president the seal, of the United States.
It's the seal.
It's the seal.
Yeah.
So whether you agree with the politics of the man is irrelevant. If you got an invitation to go to the White House to meet the president of the United States, Ernie, you would say no? What are you telling us?
Professional teams going to visit the White House dates back to 1865.
1865?
So Reagan's first term.
Yeah. That's a good line. I like that one. Who was visiting Abraham Lincoln?
President Andrew Jackson welcomed the
Brooklyn. You mean Andrew Johnson in 1865. Oh, yes.
The Brooklyn Atlantics and the Washington Amateurs baseball team.
All right, so 1865, Andrew Johnson, who is the president, yes.
The first official visit.
Right, was.
1924, when Calvin Coolidge welcomed the Washington Senators.
And Coolidge was a real jerk.
So, and the Senators won their first World Series that year, 1924. Yep. So again, but I mean, we've had guys skip it. For some reason, everything seems to be more magnified in 2017 than it's ever been before. But right now, according to Michael Thompson, father.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Of Clay Thompson, yes, he expects his son, if they're invited, to attend the White House visit.
See, it goes back to the age-old argument about athletes being role models. And all these politicos, now if you are a professional athlete, they expect you to use your professional platform to help push whatever party's agenda, whether you like the guy in the White House or you don't. So they're unfairly put up on that pedestal by being a professional athlete. I tend to agree with the role model aspect, but as far as because you're so popular and so many people are hanging on what you say, you now have to become some political mouthpiece? No.
Well, and let's get back to ESPN, because ESPN's been a lot of fire recently that they've gone way left. They've become so politicized. Right now, again, on the day after the Golden State Warriors win the championship, and there's mm-hmm. all kinds of storylines. Lead story, Warriors say no decision on White House visit. That's your lead story of the day after the Warriors won the championship?
Well, NFL.com, their lead story was Ben McAdoo changing hairstyles at the Giants minicamp. So,
okay.
Slow news day?
No, not for us. It's not. We got a lot more than that. All right. So just absolute craziness for no reason. This is why we're in sports. We want to keep sports pure. We just want to talk about the sports. Again, if you want to get in for the Cannon Shot of the Day, 570-1360, at Cannon Hartman, at Costa1360, Texas at 70470.
All right, very fun last night at Petco. We're going to listen back to the great evening. Padres, that is, +3 is on deck.
We are just about 9 days away from the NBA draft. Is it expected that Lonzo Ball goes to the Lakers? And is it right that high school kids don't have an opportunity to be drafted? We'll get into that. Hardwick and Richards, we begin at 6 a.m. on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
I'm so excited right now.
It's almost as if...
Now look at this.
You
I have
operating,
my own parking pass.
You were operating under the assumption that there was no Santa Claus. And then our executive producer, Kyle Engelhart, stepped into studio during the break and said, Steve, there is a Santa Claus.
I have my own parking pass for tonight.
You sounded like you were 6 years old. You looked at him and said,
I assume we only had a parking pass.
Yeah.
So that means I don't have to sit there humiliated, sitting in the car.
You're going
to
be a man.
While Meg redresses you tonight, I can actually go directly to Petco tonight. Well, I'm very excited about that. Yes.
And a reminder, please, both of you, bring your press badges so you can get into the game.
Ernie, what do you mean?
That's good, Mr. Soft.
Yeah, Mr. Recital.
Mr. Last Second, you're not going anywhere.
I'll take those testicles. Thank you.
Yes. You are way out of your place right now. Talking about tonight.
A little independent thought? I don't think so, Ernie.
All right. It is that time.
I just hope Ernie doesn't dress his kids for the recital since, you know, you're not supposed to have two left feet when you dance.
That's true.
Well, that one day Ernie's kid did have two left feet because he put two wrong shoes on him. So
I hope they're not on your diet either. Either way, they both look like the chopsticks that you carry around, man.
Poor children.
That chopstick diet's working wonders.
We committed 24 errors. Their pitcher threw a no-hitter against us. But there is some good news.
It's time for Padres Plus Three. The top three highlights from your San Diego Padres. Roll tape.
Rock on, Padre Nation. To a whole new generation. To the park, young and old. Story told about the San Diego Padres.
Yeah! Padres big win last night, dominating.
Yeah.
Dominating win. Does that put more pressure on you tonight for them to extend a winning streak?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The way they've had trouble stacking two in a row at times this season.
And you notice that there's been a lot of series. They win that first game and then they go south. So more pressure on you, but certainly a time to celebrate.
Strike one.
To left field, the ball going back at the wall. That ball is gone. Franchi Cordero with a two-run home run. First major league home run for Franchi Cordero.
Just an incredible roar
Another
from the crowd.
Another sellout for the Padres.
With Franchi Cordero.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, you're saying Cordero should be in the All-Star competition as far as representing the Padres, Ernie?
His run is on its way right now.
Franchi Cordero, All-Star. Maybe this is the All-Star.
Strike two.
Yeah, it's a fly ball. Hit pretty well to center field. Hamilton going back at the wall. That ball is gone. With a sixth home run of the year, gives the Padres a 7-2 lead. Second home run allowed tonight by Bronson Arroyo. 22nd home run he's allowed on the season.
50,000 on their feet.
Good God, the traffic tonight's going to be crazy down there.
So, Jan Hervis, who was your early pick as the Padres representative in the All-Star game, is he still in the conversation?
Yeah, but I tell you, Jose Perella.
Don't be giving that Perella Gorella stuff yet.
Perella
we'll
Gorella.
We'll get to that, but let's wrap this up.
Strike three, you're out.
He went around. Nice. And lines went towards the gap in left center field, and not able to make the catch is Billy Hamilton. Okay, standing for the triple.
Nice.
Nice.
Perdomo pitched well enough to get the victory. Six runs in that second inning. By the way, Ernie, you've been to way more games than we have over at Petco.
Yeah.
What is up with these home runs just flying out of Petco this year?
I think after all the facelifts that they got over the last few seasons.
You mean
I think,
moving the fences in?
Yeah, moving the fences in. But I just think this is a better hitting
Ball club.
They had the lowest batting average in the majors. How could it be a better hitting team?
When referring to home runs, I started covering the Padres in 2004 when they moved into that ballpark. And every visiting player who would come in who was on the toughest slide, couldn't hit, pitchers were hitting home runs. The home team was never able to hit home runs. And for some reason, this Padres team is hitting it out of the ballpark. From the beginning of the season, which they always say is the toughest time to hit home runs in downtown, they came out of the gate. They're hitting the ball. It's hard to say what it is, but no other team.
So by the time we get into the heat of summer, I mean, they're going to be hitting six or seven home runs every game.
Launching pad.
Get your tickets now.
Wow.
You want to get
How about a juice baseball? Is that a possibility?
I always
remember, you know, when the balls started flying out in 98,
the
right during
tiger.
That year. Everyone kept talking about the wound baseballs.
Yeah.
And I remember Billy and I would go down to the Q. Was it the Q in 98 or was it still the Murph? Anyway, so we go down there And you would see these players show up, the Caminitis of the world. Then, of course, the Maguires would show up. And they were just jacked out of their mind. And our buddy Mike Jackson, remember Mike?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big creatine guy back in the day.
He goes, creatine.
Oh, yeah, the little creatine. I go, creatine?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had an extra power bar.
Yeah, I know that, you know, Sammy just hit 20 home runs in the month of June alone. But I think the ball's a little tighter. And I go, are you sure it's not like the fact that all baseball players are twice as big as they were just like 5 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, might have something crazy to do with it.
So once again, the balls are flying out of the park.
Maybe we have a hidden humidor somewhere in Petco.
Remember the humidor? Good call. Yes.
That's right. Yep. You know, it dawned on me. I forgot to tell you guys this. The last time I saw the Cincinnati Reds play.
Wow. What is it? What year?
Oh.
Bench and Rose were still playing for the Cincinnati.
Are you kidding me?
I have not seen.
Are you sure about this?
Steve, swear to God, I have not seen the Reds play.
They're no longer with the Reds.
They're not?
No. No Bench, no Rose, no Perez. You mean this was like Big Red Machine?
Yeah.
Because Tony Perez left.
What about Cesar Geronimo? Joe Morgan, George Foster, Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the prime. 75-76 world champs.
Little David Concepcion there, shortstop.
Wow.
So they're not there tonight.
Yep. So how does this play for you tonight? I mean, you're under a lot of pressure tonight.
It's thank God for my beautiful broad shoulders.
I mean, it's
all natural, by the way.
I mean, when you look at the record with you and how much better they are without you.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not such a good comparison. All right. It is that time to qualify someone for the cannon shot of the day. A drum roll, please. This out. Cannon shot came from
a text. Are we supposed to have sympathy for FS that other developers want this land too? Welcome to America.
We get ready for the 4-4, the biggest sports stories of the day, including a story that's going to touch your heart. Coming up next.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.